This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You woke up with villain on your mind. The season hasn't gone the way you wanted it to at all, which is surprising because your team is good. But you don't understand why nothing is going right. And the season is winding down. We're getting closer and closer to the end. And this morning, you woke up on the villain side of the bed. The time is 9:44 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You woke up hungover, not super hungover, but a little dry mouth and a little tightness in the head. Nothing a little Coke Zero won't fix. And you check your lineups. You're in 4 fantasy leagues. 2, you're on the bubble. 2, you're out. But one of the ones that you're out in, you got a chance to win. Your Thursday night players played well, and Sunday morning players are about to play even weller. They're going off. You're blowing your opponent out, who's on the bubble in that specific league. You're blowing his ass out by the third quarter of the early games, the 10 a.m. games here on the West Coast. You're blowing him out. And he texts you, "Damn, you going to do me like this the day I'm trying to get into the playoffs?" I go, "Hey, man, if I'm going out like this, I'm taking somebody with me." What do we call this day? What do we say?
Trap day.
Why?
I thought it was becoming villain day.
Oh, yeah. Why? Because it's trap day.
A.K.A. villain day.
A.K.A. villain day.
Live long enough to become the villain day. Yeah.
Die a trap. Hold on. Die.
This week, I played against the L.A. Hamstrings. No, the Wombats.
The Wombats. The Woodbridge Wombats.
The Woodbridge Wombats.
Jamel.
And I smacked that ass. And this also takes me
Rubble
out of
salt in there.
Yeah, because now he's not getting the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. He's out.
Yeah.
And so,
he was on the bubble, right?
If he'd have won, it would have come down to points. So, yeah.
He shit the bed, and you smacked him around.
The regular season is over. Should we run down the final standings, the regular season standings?
Yeah, honestly, looking at it now, this is the first time I've seen who made the playoffs, and I'm a bit shook.
Can we surprised. Do 6 or 4?
6.
Yeah, yeah. Shear got bounced. That was I thought he was in for sure.
Yeah, we've got a bit of an underdog story here brewing.
Hayes' superb team, number one.
How does that sit with you?
It's fine, whatever. I have the bye week. That's all I care about, because I'm number 2. Hassan, number 3.
Have you told people what your name is?
Comedian Destroys Eckler.
That's so funny.
The best. Legendary team name.
Yeah. Hassan, number 3. Listener Steven, I know we've kept tabs on this all year. I beat him again this week. I'm 2-0 against him, which makes me so confident that I'm going to face him a third time in the playoffs.
Oh,
and he's going to wipe the floor with me.
Scary.
He had the most points in the league and finished 7-7, which is just tough. I mean, he's still a 4 seed. It could be worse, but, like, that's just tough.
And weirdly, like, it's not one of those things, like, his points against are so crazy. It's pretty middle of the road. He just had
ups and downs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only 3 teams over 500 out of 12. Fifth seed is
parity.
Sean Clements. And 6th seed is Jacob of the Jacob football team.
Our underdog story.
So Hassan and Jacob face off, and listener Steven and Clemens face off, and then Hayes and I are on byes. So
that's I also moved up from the 12th spot to the 11th spot.
Yeah.
Surpassing Mike Mitchell.
Mike Mitchell finished in the basement, but there's a consolation playoff, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
And you Carl two play each other.
So I could still go back down to 12, huh?
Yeah. You could lose this week and then lose the 11th place game next week.
Huge. Yeah.
And it's looking like that because I got a lot of red Qs.
Should we
a lot of red QAnons.
Should we put some stakes on you guys' consolation game, the 10-11 game?
Yeah. Oh, is that what I'm playing? The 10-11? Is that this weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, this weekend. Paul and Jamel have byes in the consolation byes, which stings. And then, yeah, Carl and I square off and Jamal and Mitch.
Yeah. Now, Ryan has two games better record than Carl, but the points are pretty similar within 50. So.
We split, right? Or did you beat me twice? We split, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't think I really got the best of anyone all year in my head-to-heads. I feel like I, at best, split with everyone.
So, and what's your record?
6-8.
Okay, and I'm 4-11, I think. Is that math?
You had to play an extra game.
4-10. 4-10. I want to talk to y'all about something. And I'm going to bring up the conversation. And my buddy Brent, an old pal from IO days. You remember Brent Pope?
Mm-mm.
So he is a commissioner of a league that I've been in probably 6-7 years now on NFL.com fantasy. And this league is very tough.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of low-scoring games. Like
standard scoring? No PPR?
No PPR, which sucks.
I hate it.
I truly hate it. And I feel like it's like you don't get all your points.
I think PPR is a little silly, to be honest.
Half-point PPR, I think, is like the perfect medium.
I'm fine with that.
So, he went in on me. He went in on me. He goes, they have a trophy called the Naked Baby Trophy, which I already had to have in my house. Luckily, I don't have guests, so nobody saw it. But I came in last in this league before. And that's why I'm like, done with this shit.
Yeah.
He went in on me. This is what he said to me. Never been so disrespected. I want to take a baseball bat to his house. Dude, you getting that Naked Baby Trophy back if you don't win this week. I didn't win. And here's the crazy part. I had made it up to 9th place in this league.
Yeah.
And this last week's loss, not this past week, but 2 weeks ago's loss, dropped me down to the last place.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And this week I needed to win and did not get what I needed to get out of everybody. So I said, this is him. Brent says, dude, you getting that Naked Baby Trophy back if you don't win this week? Me. I'm quitting this league if that happens again. I must not be able to figure the point system out or something because I had one good season in this league and then it's been downhill ever since. I lost in the championship in this league the first or second year I played it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And this shit has been bad ever since. So he goes, come on, man. You can't quit. That's not the competitive Carl I know. The scoring is just the same as other leagues, but no points for receptions. You and Ray have had no success in this league despite all your fantasy experience.
Damn.
Very strange.
Sorry, Ray caught a stray.
Ray caught a stray. Ray don't even know he caught a stray. I was like, I was doing decently at first, and then down here, I started off 3-0 in this league.
3-0 to last place?
Yeah.
That's a bad break.
Who's you have, like, team? Chubb or someone?
Yeah, where did it go wrong?
Jefferson?
I took Gibbs first overall.
But he had a bad first few weeks and then got good.
Then got good, but I don't know,
man. Is it a keeper league?
It is a keeper league. I don't know who I'm going to keep this goddamn season. My team is a mess right now. I guess Gibbs or Tua.
Also, keeper league guys, tis the season to hit those waiver wires and look ahead to next year. I just put in some waiver claims today for some guy IR guys.
Yeah, guys who dropped Herbert or whatever.
Yep.
Chubb, honestly.
Well, it's good you said that because this is when he started going in on me. Well, one thing is you never make transactions to improve your team. You didn't change your team until December. In a league with a bunch of killers like this one, you got to pay more attention. And of course, I said, ain't no killers in this league. I paid attention every week. I never didn't set my lineup or anything like that. Yeah. My team started pretty solid, 3-0. I didn't need to trade until I did. I just got unlucky. You were first on the waiver wire for a long time. Always had opportunities to improve your team. It wasn't nobody.
Yeah, so maybe you'd have like Jerome Ford.
Yeah,
I mean, there wasn't, other than Puka after week one, there wasn't really like,
there wasn't
maybe
nobody.
Kyren Williams.
Or if someone dropped A-Chain.
Yeah.
Or Stroud.
But then he was hurt the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Stroud.
Yeah.
Who also is teetering off a little bit the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I said, the waiver wire sucked. Tight ends were bad this season. Good QBs played poorly because they did. Like, it was bad QB play this year. Like, Pat Mahomes, I have Pat Mahomes in another league.
Yeah, it's been disappointing.
He's been disappointing a lot of times. Tua has been my best fantasy player, I think, all season.
I saw a lot of people. He laid a big fantasy egg this week that killed a lot of people.
Did he? He killed me.
When you do that on Monday night, people get so mad.
Yeah. And wide receivers don't get reception points. So it's like your wide receivers never score more than like eight
points. Yeah, it sucks.
So, and he goes, I disagree. You just weren't on top of it. The teams that do well in this league scour the waiver wire all the time. Kill it. And I said, if I'm in last place again, I'm out. He said, that's weak, dude. I said, out! And I sent him this gift of this little girl sliding down the slide. Saying bye.
Get that on the camera. Can we get that on camera one? Yeah.
Get that on camera one. You got that? Yeah. And so he, just so you know, when someone quits the league, they don't want that baby trophy. And because when someone quits the league because they don't want that baby trophy, the trophy gets renamed after them. So if you're okay with people winning the Carl Tart trophy,
feels
every
new.
Year,
that feels like something you just made up.
Yeah. Yeah. New rule.
And I just said, nah, name it something else.
Keep the name.
Keep the name. Keep the name of what it is.
Don't change it.
That's the rules of the league. If someone quits because they refuse the punishment, the trophy is named after them. So now I'm still kind of thinking, hey, you still immortalized me. What are you going to call me? The Carl Crying Baby Trophy?
The Carl Crying Baby
Trophy. So what?
Is there a photo of a naked baby on the trophy?
There is it little, child pornography?
There is a little baby on the trophy.
Is
it's
it
like
the baby from like the Nirvana album?
No.
Is it a naked baby?
I think so. It's just like from the 50s, like a gold trophy. You know, like the baby's got a little cute
is it like
curly.
The, what's that, the famous advertisement with
the Gerber?
The dog is like, yeah.
Oh, the dog pulling the
dog
copper tone?
The yeah,
copper
yeah.
tone.
But with a diaper and not a girl's swimsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, was it a girl's swimsuit?
Yes, right. It's a girl's bikini.
It wasn't a dog attacking a baby?
No, it wasn't a dog.
Ripping at its clothes.
It wasn't a dog giving a baby a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know what to do. I kind of want to quit that league. I don't like playing that NFL app.
Yeah, that's your first strike. Like, I got to make an NFL.com account.
Yeah.
I get mad enough when I have to do ESPN instead of Yahoo if someone wanted me to do that. I think I got invited to one this year that was on CBS Sports, and I was just
you
like,
you got to be kidding me.
No.
Oh, CBS. I haven't done a CBS Sports one since high school.
I don't want to get a bunch of fucking Mike and Molly ads. When
Speaking of which, I just noticed this the other day. I went to my Yahoo like profile, and from all those years that I made fantasy teams that I didn't know how to play fantasy football and was just making a team because they advertised it to me and I was losing, like, it's made my score go all the way down.
Yeah,
so like with wins, I'm like 230 and 600, like my record. Like
my profile goes back to like 2003, and I started playing when I was like a freshman in high school, I feel like. And it's fun to, every now and again, every couple of years, I'll be like, let me look back through memory lane. And it's funny because like I'll have a team that wins one year and it's like a play like LeSean McCoy. It's like My Fair Shady was a team that I won a title with. And the next year the team is just called Fuck LeSean McCoy. Yeah. And it's clear that he fucked me in the playoffs and I changed the name to that.
That's
it's
hilarious.
Like, man, I did not like Vincent Jackson. And it was like, oh shit, I just remembered that he died.
Yeah, he died. Vincent Jackson. Rest in peace.
And I'm like, I gotta change this, but it's too late to change it from fuck Vincent Jackson. I feel like I'm gonna be a suspect.
Yeah.
They can never know.
Oh my God.
And read us the name. So let the court record show the name of the defendant's fantasy team that season. I'm going to kill Vincent.
Did you look at yours? What's your...
So I guess mine only goes back to 2016. I think I must have had like a different account.
Yeah,
I'd
probably
done...
changed your profile. Or
yeah.
Something.
Oh, yeah. My Yahoo fantasy is through my like...
Most of my leagues have been ESPN leagues. My all-time record is 166 and 139. So...
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I had a team called the Night Tigers when I first did it. The Lightning Tigers. Lighting Tigers. I didn't even spell it right. The Power Rangers. Damn, I really was not being creative with the names back then. I had a team called Fletch Lives. I think I was watching that movie when I did that. I didn't play. So I didn't play from 2007, which was the year I graduated high school, to 2014. So I started back when we during the improv era.
Okay.
But I came in 6th, 8th, 10th, 11th, 8th, and then I came in 3rd. In one, I guess that's when I learned how to play. So I guess I learned how to play my senior year. And like really, and I've been playing since then.
I've been playing since high school. So it's been 20-something years fantasy football.
Now, how did y'all used to do it back then? On payphones?
Yeah. 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 You had to call in. It's like movie phone. You had to put in your lineup for touchdown.
Thank you for calling fantasy football.
Would you like to set your lineup?
Yeah.
Press 1.
For TJ Hushmanzada, press 3.
For flex, would you like Matt Forte? Press 1.
Matt Forte and the flex. That's a steal. Hammer that one. I look at this and I got the first. I do have fuck Vincent Jackson 2010. The first time I started in 04, and then I started player pun team names in 2009, clearly, because I got Colston Creamery for Marcus Colston.
You've been good at the names for a while.
But then I didn't.
Did you say your name was, pal?
Oh, man. I had Darren Sproles, so my team name was Sproling for Columbine.
Damn, you've been good at that shit for a long time.
Let's see. What else? What else here? Oh, this has all your, like, March Madness brackets, too. So it's a little. Ibaka the Wookiee. That was a basketball league. All right. So they're not all winners.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Tate crimes.
Tell us the ones you wouldn't tell us.
Stafford and Son. One was a Simpsons. They were all supposed to be Simpsons League. So this is Fat Tony Romo. Sideshow Cobb.
That's good.
My Fair Shady, as I said. Cam Chowder. Sideshow Cobb again. A lot of Kelsey Grammers for Travis Kelsey. Chase of Spades. This is getting into the modern stuff. I'm seeing basketball stuff. Call Me by Your Dame.
Oh, that's from Yahoo Basketball.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
I got Scotty Barnes this year, so I'm Scotty by nature. I like that. That's a good team.
What do I got? I got one that'll get me canceled, but it's funny.
We'll bleep it, but say it so that we can hear.
Yeah. So I got the Harden boys.
Okay, that's
good.
Into a Dome Security is my one of my teams. So I wonder, do you think I should play in this league another year and try to not come in?
Yes. Yeah. You got to go out. I had a baseball league that a couple years ago I started to uncharacteristically abandon my team a little bit. Mm-hmm. I had a rough year, and then they were trying to crack down on trading for draft picks, and I was like, that's all I have left this season, and I got upset, and I wanted to leave. But I was like, I'm going to come back and do one more season, and then I came back. And I finished 2nd. I lost in the finals. And I was like, and I had traded draft picks for players. And I was like, well, I can't leave now because then whoever takes on my team is missing really draft picks.
Yeah.
And then I came back, even missing like a 3rd or 4th round pick, I came back and won it all. So you'd be surprised. I feel like the motivator of spite of like, I'm going to show these motherfuckers might have you next year. Go win it and then quit and be like, name your first place trophy after me now, motherfucker.
Yeah. Maybe this is a lesson I need to learn about fantasy football. Is scouring the waiver wire. But every time I do that, every time, in my opinion, and I could definitely be wrong about this, I will totally accept being wrong about this. In my opinion, every time I look at the waiver wire, unless it's a sure thing, there's never players good enough on the waiver wire to replace my players on my team with. At the beginning of the season.
I think, you know, like, you can look at the standings, like looking at the standings in all my leagues. So in Sharks, first place team made 53 moves. They're active. And then it's a pretty steep drop off, like 2nd place, 22. And then guy who is in 8th had 48. But usually I think like you got to be, there's an healthy balance there. Like you got to be active. You got to be making moves. But also I think teams early in the season go crazy and then they're like they lose a couple of their first two games and then they go nuts and then they start trying to like totally remake their team, where sometimes you just got to be patient. Like the guys you drafted are more than likely going to be your best options unless you've just been like crushed by injuries.
But that's why I see the waiver wire as like a place to, or even just after waivers have gone through and just picking guys up without using a waiver, as like a place to get upside guys of someone who could, not all handcuffs necessarily, but someone who could start.
Yeah.
So it's like, do I want to use my bench spots on like a running back like Antonio Gibson who scores 6 to 8 points every week and I might need him sometime? Or should I use that spot on like a handcuff or like a guy who, if someone gets hurt, is going to be thrust into a role, or even like a defense that has a really great stream next week? That's typically what I tend to do, because I want to use all my bench spots for guys who could become starters. I was just looking at one of my leagues where I'm the one seed, and it's kind of, I think I made a lot of moves, but it's a one of the leagues with free agent budget. I didn't use much of my budget, so I'm in first place. And I only used $13 of $100. Second place guy used all $100. Third place guy used $99. Fourth place used $94.
Yeah.
So they were really bidding big on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
And I was so conservative, but now I'm just, it's like, you can't take it with you. I'm going to have a bunch left over, but at least it just worked out because I had like Mostert, St. Brown, Metcalf, Hawkinson. It's a solid team.
Excellent. Solid ass team.
Rashad White has been awesome.
He has. He's helped me out. I mean
yeah, he bro, really turned it on.
He's had at least 13 points 8 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And in, this is his last 8 weeks in PPR. 15.9, 17.9, 27.9, 17.8, 17.8, 13, 19.6, 21.5. Like that's some league winner shit right there. Now, you're not getting him on the waiver wire anywhere, because week two, he was drafted, and week two, he had 21 points. But if you got him in like the seventh, eighth round, that was
great. Great pickup.
That's a huge thing.
Real quick, I wanted to see where he was in fantasy rankings, points scored, and I accidentally sorted through all players. Who do you think has the fewest points in fantasy football across all positions this year? Less than zero is like your clue. Someone who has scored negative points.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, that's a good guess. I mean, you never
is it know. A defense or a player?
It's a player. It's a player. Huh. You're never going to guess it, but it's a funny
And it's
name.
A person who plays a lot?
I've seen his name. No, you're not going to get it. It's okay. Gunnar Azluski.
Oh, for the Steelers.
He's not a Steeler anymore.
Oh.
Is he a Giant?
Wasn't he our like punt returner and he got rocked and fumbled and yeah. God, I was like, who's someone who fumbled in one play and got hurt? And I should have known it was him.
He must have done it twice. he has -4 points on
That's
the season.
That's rough.
He plays for the Patriots?
I think he's a Giant now. He's got a Patriots name, that's for sure.
Caleb Gunnar Azluski. Azuski.
I think that's the guy who started the season on the Steelers.
Yeah, a guy named Gunnar Azluski who plays in
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh or New England. Like, how are you not? Like, you don't have to do much, man, to be a fan favorite. But...
Yeah.
He eats those sandwiches with the French fries on them.
Yeah, the Primanti brothers.
Bless you. Bless
you. Sorry.
Him.
Have you had a Primanti?
Yeah, it's great.
I got the shirt. You guys want to wear it.
Kev has Pittsburgh ties now.
Yeah, let's all split it. Let's all split.
Yeah, we'll take turns.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing about Midwest and like Rust Belt, like food shit like that. It's garbage and it's great.
I'm having it in 2 weeks.
Do you want a big roast beef sandwich with fries and coleslaw on it and a lemonade? Hell yeah, you do.
Here's my only thing about it. Because it does look great. It looks like something I would love to eat.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it don't have no mayonnaise on it. And I feel like it's going to be dry.
It has no condiments whatsoever?
The coleslaw acts as the mayonnaise, I'm assuming? But
No, it is. It is. So that gives, it's okay, not dry. Right. It's not dry. No.
Okay. Because I'll be like, I'm going to choke on this.
Yeah. The bread looks pretty dry sometimes, too. So, like, the coleslaw soaks up a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, it's been a long time since I had it, but I would say, there used to be a place in LA, a food truck that did it called Steel City Sandwiches, and they would park outside IO. And I would.
And
the
Primanti brothers gave them a cease and desist.
Yeah, they gave them a.
You're gonna stop that shit right now.
Is that also the place that would have Yingling shipped to LA?
Probably.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
When they started selling Yingling in
that
Ohio.
That Pittsburgh food place didn't last?
But there's so many transplants. All right, so you said. About the -4 points and like the two fumbles reminded me. Okay, so two of the top like 20 recruits from this year, I was talking about this with you and James, for the college class of next year, the class of 2024, are wideouts from the same school, Chaminade Madonna football in Miami,
like
or in Hollywood,
SNL
Florida.
Character from the 70s.
Chaminade Madonna.
I was like two of the top, including the number one player who, of course, is going to fucking Ohio State. But I looked it up. I was like, they must be good, right? I looked it up. 14-0. We're going to talk a little high school football for a second because I want to run this down. Their last seven games, including four playoff games, 64-0, 70-0, 57-0, 67-0, 40-0, 47-7, 56-0. So they've given up one touchdown.
That's nuts.
In 7 weeks, including one touchdown in 4 weeks of playoffs, where they've outscored their playoff opponents almost 200-7. But the weird thing about this, is that in week two, they played. Goddamn, I'm not signing up for Max Preps.
Sign up for Max Preps, man.
Do it.
In week two, they played a high school that, because of Max Preps' paywall, I could only see is CGHS, and their mascot is something that would get us all canceled. And it's in Florida. I'll let you fucking guess. The final score of this game was 41-4. Now, have you ever in your life seen four in a football score?
Two safeties?
It's got to be it. What else could it be?
I mean, like...
Or a field goal and an extra point just for fun?
Yeah, they came when they're getting pounded.
There's a rule that they say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could get an extra point on the field goal. Yeah.
I'll see if I can find answers.
Because that's crazy, because that suggests, like, that's really sloppy play that would suggest for a team that seems to be perfect.
How does this perfect team get safety twice in a game?
You know what it probably is? It probably is sloppy, and it's probably this chair. It's probably built like this chair that I'm sitting in. sloppy. No. It probably was bad snaps over the head at the goal line.
Yeah.
And to prevent the other team from scoring, they kicked it out of the back.
Yeah.
Kind of what Lamar did this weekend.
Did he do one of those?
Yeah, he had one of those.
What in what?
In the Rams game.
Oh,
were they like the
Lamar Woods? Look, I'm
Did he have another high school screw
Lamar
up?
Did that in the Rams game? I didn't see that. Okay, so it's Cardinal Gibbons, but now they want me to sign up for an account for the fucking Miami Herald. Look, if anyone knows and can get to the bottom of how they got two safeties in a single game and didn't score other than that, I'm really curious.
Yeah. If anyone had a first-hand account, I want eyewitness.
Where are
we got a lot of high school football fans that listen to this.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, let's talk NFL. Big storyline today. They're reporting that it looks like the Bill Belichick era is over.
Wow. Where is he going? Tampa Bay?
Ooh.
Does he want to go anywhere? I mean, I guess he doesn't want to go out with this taste in his mouth.
Right? Chicago?
Did you see he was on College Game Day this week?
Yeah, someone said, like,
they gave him the prime week of the fucking Army Navy game.
Someone suggested he coach Navy. I saw somewhere on Twitter, which.
I don't know. Their offensive system might be too modern.
If I was in the military, like, can I get a break somewhere?
Yeah. Imagine that. You get drill sergeants all week, and then you have to fuck your 3-hour respite. You have to deal with fucking Bill Belichick.
Like, great.
And your offensive coordinator is like Rex Ryan.
He definitely, maybe he goes somewhere like Washington that wants to make a splash and change the culture, but that's such a, wherever he goes, it's a bad move.
Didn't they just change their coach, though?
Washington?
Yeah.
Ron Rivera's not the coach anymore?
No, he's they got Rivera there still.
How long has he been there?
A few years now.
Yeah.
It's over.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
He's not inspiring anymore, so he has to go.
Wait, the Army-Navy thing reminded me, like, I gotta hand it to Donald Trump. When he was at the Army-Navy game and they were interviewing me, and he's like, I mean, it's not very good football. It's one of the funniest fucking things. It was like a real great moment for Trump.
Yeah. It's like, hey.
What? Wait, which moment?
He was at the Army-Navy game. Oh, he was president, and he's like, yeah, this football game sucks. It's like one of the rare moments where you were like, I'm glad our president.
The Army jerseys were tight. That you saw the brown ones that they had honoring. They're pretty sick. Like, I wanted to
honoring what themselves.
Yeah, honoring themselves. No, some like battalion that's in the desert that wears like that color brown.
It would be funny if like the Army uniforms, like the Army did a tribute to like guys in Dayton, Ohio, who have big pickup trucks, and it's like, you know, we're just reciprocating a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah. Thanks, man.
I think we talked about it maybe a couple of weeks or so ago. And we spent a lot of time talking about the Chargers head coaching situation. So if he went to Los Angeles, if he came here, Bill Belichick, bright lights, big city.
Yeah.
He's always been chasing the glitz and the glamour.
I don't want to run into Belichick at the Roxy, you know what I mean?
Like, where you both will constantly be kicking.
Yeah. Me and Belichick, I feel like we run in the same sort of club circles. You want to, it's like, I don't want to see Belichick at Booty LA, you know?
What are you doing in here, Greg?
Better shit to do?
Don't you have anything better to do, asshole? Fucking
better shit to do?
Fuck. It's ABBA night, so I know I'm going to run into fucking Belichick at Zebulon.
That's what you're wearing?
Belichick, wow. Stop roasting my clothes, man.
What are those?
What are those, pal? Hocus. Yeah, the first two letters are right.
Everybody look, this motherfucker wore Hocus to the club.
Look like a fucking fool, Greg.
I'm on your head, boy. Boy, I'm about to cook you, boy.
Our Belichick impression is pretty tight.
Mine is an impression of your Belichick. You know how most people's George H.W. Bush impression is an impression of Dana Carvey doing it? I didn't have one, but I'm just doing you guys doing it.
Did y'all hear about this Jet stuff where, so Boyle was playing, right? Boyle or Doyle?
Boyle.
Doesn't matter.
He was playing, then they brought in Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
And then, he told Zach that he, like, Zach was, then they said Zach was going to play again.
And then he said he didn't want to play?
He said he didn't want to play.
He was worried about getting hurt.
Yeah, yeah. He said he didn't want to play. And then Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee and talked about snitching in the locker room or something like that. And then all of a sudden, Boyle is cut.
Oh, so they think, and Boyle was like,
so they Rogers think Boyle is, leaked the story yeah. or something?
Wow. Yeah, and Boyle was Rogers' guy because he was back up in Green Bay because Aaron Rodgers is the general manager and president of the New York Jets.
Yeah. Didn't Randall Cobb get a touchdown
Randall
this week?
Cobb, Alan Lazard. Wait, Randall Cobb scored this week?
I think so.
Yeah. I should have picked him up on the waiver wire. Maybe I wouldn't be in last place.
Killers.
Yeah, killers.
I mean, but if you're Rodgers, why are you protecting Zach Wilson in this moment? Like, don't you want him to like, if you want him to be your backup and he's saying, I don't want to come in as a backup, then why don't you want him to just fuck off?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, Zach Wilson, what does he think? I bet I want to stay healthy for next year. Motherfucker, you ain't playing next year.
Who?
And Wilson, unless Rodgers gets hurt again.
I mean, he's he's expecting to be a free agent. They're going to cut him. He's out of the building.
Wouldn't that be like the fourth year of his rookie deal? It's like a lot of money, isn't it?
I think they can get out of it. I've read a couple places that the expectation is he's gone, and so he's looking at that. He wants that second contract, baby.
They can't even Darnold him away for a sixth round pick. Wilson in a sixth for a seventh.
Yeah, I mean it is. I don't think there's you can't sell him. He's going to be a. He's going to be a Toronto Argonaut very soon.
Shanghai Sharks.
Yeah.
Get ready to learn Japanese, buddy, because that's what they speak in Toronto.
Man, that's always the funniest shit when they say NFL players are going to China, but then when they talk about other people who are getting fired about to go to China, they put them in that Shanghai Sharks jersey. Well, who's the politician that just got...
George Santos.
George Santos. Oh, yeah. I saw a meme of him in the Shanghai Shark jersey.
Did you know he was actually a wideout at TCU?
It'd be hilarious. That'd be hilarious.
Fucking great.
Yeah. How about you, Ryan? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Pal?
Yeah.
Let's talk about your fucking team.
Which one?
What's the percentage?
Shanghai Sharks.
Oh, that was fantasy. Yeah, let's talk. Okay, so I've had a change of opinion.
Wait, what was the original opinion?
First?
The original
he was a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, yeah. And I have decided to not watch football anymore. So I was very... like
to fill the listeners in, okay, we're in tight game.
It's very tight game. With less than 2 minutes to go, second and 10...
3-point lead for Buffalo.
Buffalo's up by 3. Patrick Mahomes completes a pass to Travis Kelce, like 25 yards down the field.
Maybe more.
Kelce runs with it for a second and then tosses a beautiful across the field lateral from like the right hash mark to the sideline, left sideline, to Kadarius Toney, who waltzes in for an easy touchdown. Spectacular play. Gets called back because Kadarius Toney was lined up in the neutral zone. They called a very rare offensive offside. I was livid at Toney, and still am to a degree. And then I was pretty embarrassed by how Patrick Mahomes freaked out on the sideline and had to be restrained by his teammates as he was running after the referees. And then... in post-game press conference, both he and Andy Reid took some shots at the officials. Andy Reid called it embarrassing, which is very strong for that fat old Mormon. And,
we got a lot of FOM listeners. Yeah. If you're a FOM out there and you listen to the show, we're sorry.
Apologies to our FOMs.
We're sitting our fat asses down and listening and learning. And also the clip of Mahomes' handshake with Josh Allen.
Which was rough.
Yeah, that's not a good look for Mahomes.
But now, after some time to reflect and to listen and learn, he was 100% right. He absolutely, should be fucking livid from what I understand. So Toney lined up offsides 5 times during the game. And apparently, it is kind of just like general rule of thumb knowledge that the official, like, after maybe second, third time, they'll go to the coach and be like, hey, you got to watch 19. He's lining up offsides. It's like pretty standard practice. It's just one of the kind of things of the game. It's getting a Nick Wright gave it a good example. Like it's kind of getting. He went 36 miles per hour in the 35 lane, and the cop watched him go a bunch of times, and then finally decided to just give him a ticket out of nowhere. Mm-hmm.
This is the Juwan Taylor thing from the beginning of the year a little bit too. It's like the Chiefs are always like they called us for the penalty, but we do the penalty on every play.
Yeah. Oh, I think the Juwan Taylor thing is that everyone does it, but for whatever reason, because Chris Collinsworth
it was on national
went nuts,
TV.
Yeah, did it. But like that one is even more egregious, the Juwan Taylor stuff. Yeah. This like, and apparently like football people are. Like Matt Ryan went on and said, like, yeah, I would be fucking furious if I was Patrick Mahomes that they call that then all of a sudden without any sort of warning. So the refs have it in for us.
Pretty wild call to make at that time of the game.
Yeah.
If I were you, I'd be upset.
And
if I was anybody else in the world, I'd be fine with it.
I just got a bum that he erased what would have been such an iconic play. Because it wasn't a planned hook and lateral, was it?
Oh, no. No. That's the thing with,
because he had to evade a couple guys before he threw it.
That was definitely improvised. And that's a thing with Kelce. He loves to lateral, and he gets
like, he loves improv.
Yeah, he loves improv. He did some one-on-one classes with Besser.
Yeah, he's not Harold Knight ready, but he's close.
He's close.
I put him on mess hall. Is that still a thing?
Lloyd.
Yeah, sorry. I'm dating myself.
Yeah, but he won't. He's kind of up his own ass. He says he won't do a Lloyd team.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, now
when they send him the Google Doc fill out the Google, what's it called, the Google survey?
A doodle?
Not the doodle. The survey on Google it had two boxes. It was like, would you be okay with getting on a Lloyd team? And Travis said no.
He said no, and he took a screenshot of it and posted it on Instagram.
Can't believe they even asked me to do this.
Yeah, like he was.
Imagine Taylor Swift in the box at Lloyd Knight. we already did this. We already did this bit of her in the box with Besser. I remember two times this year we've got.
But a bit's really good, so maybe you got to revisit.
Let's not reinvent the wheel, boys.
Yeah, it's a lot of the noise that has been coming out. And Ryan, listen, you're a very close friend of mine. A lot of the noise that's been being talked about is that this is how Patrick Mahomes acts when they don't get a call for them.
Yeah.
I had some thoughts about the last Super Bowl with some of the officiating.
There was a bit of a pivotal call towards the end of that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one, the call where the guy who created.
No, I agree it was the correct call.
Yeah. But so was this one.
Yeah,
absolutely. He did the wrong thing. And like, ultimately, it's like, hey, Kadarius Toney, just fucking line up onside. Not that difficult. But also just fucking do it.
I was watching some game where there was a big play where they were like illegal formation on the offense. They were lined up in an illegal formation and motioned into a legal formation, but that's still a penalty. And I was like, let that go.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
You just admitted that they motioned into a legal formation. We don't need all, like, that's a penalty we can change.
Yeah. Jalen Waddle last night apparently was lined up in the neutral zone like seven times.
But you know, I feel
and
like,
it didn't get called once.
and they lost.
True.
I'll be honest. When Tennessee coughed the ball up like three times in a row and led to like two short Mostert touchdowns, I turned that game off. Yeah. I turned it over. I was like, this is over. And I turned it over to watch the end of DeVito's magical, you know, festival of beating the Packers.
Last night was spectacular football.
Yeah, two big upsets.
Yeah.
And then when that game ended, I was like, well, football's over. And then I got a buzz on my phone that DeAndre Hopkins had scored a touchdown for Tennessee. And I was like, that's still going? And then I flipped it back over, and then they got the ball back, and then he fucking scored again.
Yeah, it was great.
Like
Will Levis.
Yeah, Will Levis.
Mayonnaise man.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, the steroid man. Have you seen the pictures of him freaking out for last night? His veins are going ape shit, man.
Where Mike Vrabel's like, okay, take it easy.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike Vrabel, voice of reason.
Yeah. You're being a bit much right now.
There was a great clip of one of Vrabel's like wideouts or running backs, like Vrabel was chewing the guy out, and he's like trying to explain what happened, and they got the camera right on Vrabel, and he just goes, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like, he kind of stops him. Then the guy's like, and Vrabel's like, stop. I don't give a fuck.
It's like really obvious.
Hold that thought. I don't give a fuck.
Speaking of Waddle, though, like that's what I think about when I see Tony off, like lining up offsides. Obviously, you're trying to gain a competitive advantage. But when you, like, you know, you're trying to be a little whatever, like, it's the same reason defenders are lined up in the neutral zone. But,
I genuinely think Kadarius Tony has vision problems.
Oh, yeah. He has some spatial awareness.
That dude is becoming my favorite receiver in the league. He is so funny.
I mean, him at the combine trying to put the circle pegs in the circle holes.
Here's what's also maddening about him. Is he is electric with the ball in his hand.
Oh, my God.
And you're just fucking terrified.
Yeah. That's why I'm still drafting him and holding him last year. Yeah. This year is like the promise of Tony is.
He's got alopecia.
Does he?
Yeah, he's got no eyebrows, which also makes him look so funny.
And he'll wear,
he got the fucking, he wears the shiesty mask.
Yeah.
And he's got his grill and he's just like smiling with no, look at his picture.
He'll wear like those little stocking caps, like white girls get on vacation in Jamaica that have like the dreadlocks going on, but he'll try to pass it off.
Wait, is he wearing a wig?
Sometimes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that confirmed?
I've seen it.
Oh.
I've seen it. I know what's going on.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Mahari has that. Inside sources in the KC barber community. In the KC racist like, wig community.
Like, he's such funny looking dude.
I don't think I ever really noticed that.
It's just like the season started off with a weird Kadarius Toney bad game and it's like ending. And I just feel bad for him.
Full
like
circle,
he was sitting
man.
On the edge of that bench and people thought that Patrick Mahomes was going at him.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that would have been crazy.
He so wants to.
Like, oh, I can tell he probably does.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that locker room is going to be interesting. What did Patrick Mahomes say to Josh Allen?
So he said
nothing. He's just kind of like, worst fucking call I've ever heard. Yeah, fucking ridiculous. He's just like Josh Allen was like, what?
Yeah, like he was truly just kind of still venting. But Josh Allen was like, bro, what, like, just say good game.
Yeah. But the competitive advantage thing, I'm saying to say, like, when you watch the Dolphins play, the, like, motions that they run,
yeah,
it's like they were already fast as fuck.
Yeah.
Last night, in a loss, I still think Tyreek is the MVP because the difference in their offense when he's on and off the field was so stark and obvious. He was out for a while, then he comes back in, immediately rips off, like, two beautiful catches on the sideline. I was going against him in multiple fantasy leagues, so I was very attuned to it.
Yeah.
But he then, like, when one of them, he's in motion, so it's like he's already the fastest motherfucker in the league, and now he's got like a running 5-yard running head start to the line of scrimmage. It's unstoppable. Like, why don't more teams put their speedsters?
Because there's no one who moves the way he moves.
True. Maybe Debo is like the next closest thing, but not. I feel
where
like,
they're just like unique dudes that I guess move in such a way. Like they've got him lined up sometimes, almost as like a H-back, where he's
Tyreek.
Yeah, he's like lined up, or is like almost a tight end, but he's just off the line of scrimmage a little bit, and then they just fucking rolls out like just out to the outside. It's fucking nuts. He's so fast.
Yeah,
and it looks unstoppable as it's happening. Like, what are you gonna do? And he can cut and turn on a dime.
If I were at the 5-yard line, I'd be wildcat with him, like direct snaps. There was a lot of direct snaps last night. Barkley and Derrick Henry were both getting like direct snap plays. I'd be doing that to Tyreek all the fucking time.
His rookie
time.
Year, they lined him up at running back a ton.
I remember that.
Yeah.
He's a guy like if you had him in Madden, you would change his position to quarterback for one game just to see like what it would be like to have a guy that fast as your QB.
Yeah, the other person would be like, no, hell no. You can't do that. No. What I used to do on Madden 04 was when my friend, when they would get to Atlanta before me to get Michael Vick, I would go offsides every play and just stand there. And as soon as he snapped the ball, I just like hit him immediately because Michael Vick also was like very injury prone.
Yeah.
So I would just like injure. I would lose the yards just to get Michael Vick out of the game.
You did what I've been saying teams should do to the tush push.
Oh, yeah.
Not that anyone should try to injure, but I'd be like, we're just going to be offsides and hammer him. And if you want to gain half an inch closer to the goal line, go for it. Not on like fourth and one, but on fourth and goal where it doesn't really matter. I think they should just be offsides and light him up.
And just hit him,
That's like hilarious. Off, like I'm talking NFL blitz offsides, where you'd be like run fully around and hit the quarterback from behind.
Exactly. Now, how about that? How about this whole thing of the Cowboys? How about this whole thing of the Cowboys? I don't know. Was I reading at the same time?
Are we going to have Hassan back on?
I hope not.
Sorry,
I never want to see
a lot
that
of
man
our
again.
Listeners are Hassan. If you're Hassan, we're sorry.
Are they going to win the fucking Super Bowl this year?
They look good, but I just don't trust McCarthy.
Like, them in a clutch, like, coming down to the wire, especially if it's in San Francisco or just on the road in general, he'll fuck it up. He'll fuck it up. McCarthy.
I don't think they can beat San Francisco, which is a good thing. I'm happy about that.
I think there's, like, six teams that could win it.
Who?
Dallas, Philly, San Francisco, KC,
Baltimore.
Baltimore. I did say I do think Miami could. Like,
they looked bad last night.
I definitely think, I put them. I think the only team that I feel the most confident in winning it is San Francisco.
Yeah.
They just seem like they're way above everyone else.
Should we read some of those emails?
Oh, yeah.
We've got a Charles Bill.
Charles Bill gave us an update,
What's happening there?
Dear Foosballs Podcast.
Sorry, before we say this, we should say the Carlay missed this week, but the Carl's locks were 3-1-1. One of them was a push.
Yeah.
So a pretty good week for the lock and the bonus pick hit. So really 4-1-1. So pretty good week for Carl's picks.
Right? I'm out here getting y'all money, dog.
But we hadn't heard from listener Charles Bill and his precocious son Dominic in a while. So Ryan, why don't you give us the update?
Let's do it. Dear Foosballs Podcast, it has been a while since my last missive. In that time, I've been involuntarily committed for addictions to gambling and paint huffing. I promised that I didn't want to bet anymore. I swore that I didn't believe in Carl's locks anymore, and I was forced to spit on a picture of him. Forgive my blasphemy.
A lot of rehab centers will make you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You spit on drugs.
No, I just mean a picture of Carl.
Spit on a picture of me.
Yeah. At the Betty Ford Clinic. They've got pictures of Carl all over the place. They released me into the care of the state, but they couldn't stop me from putting all my cheddar on the locks, and now I'm rich again and invulnerable to prosecution. I'm heading to Benjamin Moore, and I'm going to party. Thanks for the locks, Charles.
There you go.
Huff some paint, Charles. Pour one out into a paper bag and huff it for me.
We got some Saturday games this week.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do the Carlay with the Saturday games, and we'll do some locks for Sunday. But go ahead if you wanna. Should I do that now, or should we close the show with some emails?
Yeah, you wanna do that?
Locks first, then emails, or emails first, then locks?
Oh, emails first.
Emails first. Let's see. We've got
find the one. Someone credited us with picking up C.J. Stroud, and that carried their team.
Yeah,
was that Jacob? No,
this is all great radio.
Yeah,
someone also put me on blast too. That might have been Jacob, who was like in the foosballs league, and he was like, I tried to trade, and Greg sent me an overly formal message about why he wouldn't give up Jalen Hurts. But then he winds up trading Laporta to Clements for Kirk Cousins, I think, and then Kirk Cousins goes out for the year, and then the reason he could trade Laporta was that he had Mark Andrews, and then Mark Andrews goes out. That was a tough beat.
Yeah, here in his own words, after the draft, I had both Mark Andrews and Sam Laporta as my tight ends. Once Laporta broke out and my QB Anthony Richardson went down, I knew I wanted to trade him for an elite QB to a team with a terrible tight end. Unfortunately, no one was biting. Greg even sent me an unusually formal message.
You don't know what my usual messages are, man. That was actually pretty chillaxed. I send very formal messages.
Yeah, usually through a lawyer.
Yeah.
Formal message explaining why he wasn't going to trade me Jalen Hurts. With Laporta burning a beefy Iowa white boy sized hole in my pocket, I set my sights a little lower and traded him to Sean Clements in exchange for Kirk Cousins. And that obviously did not go well for him. But he's turned it around, and he is playoff bound. He has stamped his ticket.
Wow, what a story. He's not playing Sean. He plays Hassan. That would have been cool if he played Sean then in the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be big.
But now that can't happen without me losing, so I don't want it to happen.
And so we can pat ourselves on the back real quick. Our listener success story.
Yeah, listener success story.
Hi, Foosballs. As a proud queen who listens to Foosballs, I wanted to send in my actually pretty good fantasy record. My team was pretty dicey at first because I messed up on drafting a QB in time and panic drafted Deshaun Watson.
Whoops.
Who I knew did something wrong, but forgot what in the moment. And Geno Smith, and settled for playing Geno. This led me to a 2-4 record by week six, and I thought it was all over for me. But then I listened to the wisdom of my Foosballs boys.
Woo.
I credit the pod for convincing me to grab C.J. Stroud off the waiver wire, which helped my team to get out of its rut and led me to a 6-game winning streak an 8-4 record. Thanks again, boys. P.S. I have attached my record and starting lineup this week. The running back, wide receiver, and tight end slots are who I originally drafted. Ginormous screenshots.
Yeah, we got a lot of big screenshots of people's lineups. We can
my
post that on the
a lot
Instagram
slower now.
Grid. 10 parts. Yeah, my computer crashed. I'm going to get a new laptop because of all your screenshots.
Stop doing that, guys.
We know we asked for them, but damn.
Do
one guy
shout
sent
out
a full QuickTime video of him reading the it was like 400 terabytes.
Yeah, it was an 8K.
Yeah, because this guy sent Christopher Nolan shot him describing his lineup.
Want to shout out my favorite team name that I've seen, Adreno Cromarty.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Explain that one to me.
Adrenochrome is the, what is it, the stuff in blood that QAnon people believe.
Oh, okay.
And Cromartie is a not exactly relevant fantasy player, but
that's good. I know, but is
it a play on Dominique Rogers Cromartie or on Antonio Cromartie? That's an important question.
Oh, that's a good one. Kevin Mosinger, would you please email us and let us know who you were pulling?
Yes, that's important because one of them makes it an unfunny name and one of them's very funny.
Oh, I don't even know which one.
You'll see.
Yeah, great. Oh, we also have some all-time lows. The year was 2009, and my beloved University of Montana Grizzlies were taking on the South Dakota State Jackrabbits in the first round of the FCS playoffs. My parents were Grizzly season ticket holders and attended the game in Missoula, leaving their high school freshman son home alone 280 miles away. The Grizz fell deep into the Jackrabbits' hole early on, leading to the true moment of darkness early in the third quarter. SDSU blocked a Montana punt and recovered it in the end zone to take a 41-14 lead. Holding a football at this time, I naturally spiked it in anger. Footballs are not round. They're an oblong shape, and they take weird bounces. This bounce decided to knock down the urn of my recently deceased dog, who was named Grizz, and spill him all over the carpet.
Oh,
I scooped up as much of him as I
Grizz
could.
Grizz is the Montana Grizzlies, too, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was named after the team.
Yeah.
That was failing him in that moment. I scooped up as much of him as I could, but a noticeable black mark could not be dealt with. I covered it with a PS2 case of SSX Tricky. I'm just going to place this here and hope it never moves. But eventually it was discovered, and my parents were mortified when they deduced how it got there.
No.
This low point immediately shifted into one of my all-time highs, though. Titans-Bears legend Mark Mariani returned a kick for a touchdown and put on a route-running display to allow the Grizzlies to storm back and win the game 61-48.
Wow.
One of the most remarkable games I've ever seen. Highlights here, if you are curious, we are not.
That was against SDSU, I'm assuming South Dakota State, not San Diego.
As exciting as that Montana Grizzlies South Dakota State Jackrabbits game sounds, I will not be watching the clip.
But that's a great story.
That is great. Thank you for saying that.
I think, yeah, everyone's probably like thrown a controller or something in anger. I know my, and I can say this because my wife does not listen to this, but there's a huge notch in our dining room table because when the Braves were fucking up in the playoffs, I took our metal paper towel holder and like slammed it down and it made like a circular notch. And she was like, "What happened there?" And I was like, "I don't know." And nobody better fucking snitch.
Yeah, don't you snitch.
That's in my 30s. Like, yeah, that's
funny. Surprisingly enough, as much as I like love the Saints and the Clippers and they let me down quite a bit, I never get like violent with it. I just say a bunch of things.
I get seething, man.
Yeah.
The Chiefs Bucks Super Bowl. Oh, man, I went home and it was so fucking miserable. Just like peak COVID, post January 6th.
Yeah.
Just that real dark, depressing time. The Chiefs, the coach's son, like,
you were mad because January 6th was over?
Yeah, it's like, keep this party rolling.
I had just been kicked out of Nancy Pelosi's office.
Like, that Super Bowl was miserable, and I remember just in the third quarter...
The Chiefs had no linemen. They had, like, no tackles.
It was as awful as a game as I've ever seen. And my dad said something where he's like, oh... So, he's like, you know, whatever, you know. So that's, I was like, shut the fuck up. he was like, whoa, watch it. And I was like, no, you fucking watch it. It was ugly. It was an ugly moment.
Damn. My dad would have beat my ass.
he's too old now.
Should we keep some of those in the tuck for next week?
Keep sending them in.
I should issue an addendum from the one of our Broncos, Tim Tebow, one from a couple weeks ago, where the guy had a date with an American Apparel model and he fucked the relationship. I misunderstood his email that I thought he was a Broncos fan, but he was a Steelers fan in that moment. So it was even worse.
Yeah.
Tebow walks your team off in overtime, then you get to the concert late and your model girlfriend dumps you. That's
brutal.
You're having the same amount of sex as Tebow that night.
Which is none.
Carl's locks.
All right, for the Carl's Day bonus pick.
He's got a gun.
For the Carl's Day bonus pick. Chargers Raiders.
Carl's Day Night Football.
Carl's Day Night Football.
Got another gem on Thursday night. Jesus Christ.
On Carmazon. It's at Allegiant Stadium. It's at Carl Allegiant Stadium in Carl's Vegas,
the
Nevada.
Death Carl.
The Death Carl. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Death Carl. The over-under of that game is 33.5.
What?
I'm going to take the under because Justin Herbert is not playing.
Right.
We get that beautiful Easton Stick, Aiden O'Connell matchup that we've all been pining for.
Is Max Duggan, did he not make the team?
For the Chargers?
TCU guy?
TCU guy. He was on the Chargers. He got
drafted. Yeah, he's drafted. He's like a 7th.
They should have. Then when Quentin Johnson knows how to catch a pass from him.
My gosh, we didn't talk about him.
Oof.
We'll talk about fantasy regrets next week because I sent y'all a list of like the top five that people had. And mine was definitely using my last pick on Quentin Johnston as opposed to Puka Nacua. And I probably still could have picked him. Of course, I didn't know. But like, well, Puka did really good after that first week. So he got swept up by everybody.
Yeah, everyone.
So you're going under 33.5.
I'm going under.
Wow.
Yeah,
what's 16 plus 14?
30.
Yeah, I'm going under. I'm going under.
It could be an ugly, ugly game.
Yeah.
For sure.
The way they've been playing. That's the Carl's Day Night Football bonus pick.
One of them was just involved in a 3-0 game. We didn't talk about that, but Minnesota and the Raiders.
Oh, my God.
And the other team the week prior was in a 6-0 game.
Yeah,
so
those are the two worst games of football that have ever been played.
Yeah.
I want to see a game that's 4-0.
Since the merger?
4-2.
Yeah, those are definitely some like 1948 scores right there.
Yeah.
Now 3-0 nail biter.
The Saturday
our fullback's a lady filling in her husband who's off fighting the Jerry.
Yes. the Saturday parlay. Vikings Bengals Cincinnati -3.5. I'm gonna take that.
Yeah, look, they've been playing good with
Browning. They've been playing good with Browning. Oh, I saw it. Speaking of Browning, I think I sent y'all the video. Did you see it? Did you see it? I know Ryan said something about it. Did you watch it, Kevin? It was this guy who was like theorizing that the same thing that's happening in Cincinnati right now is what happened with Flutie?
Bledsoe.
Bledsoe. I always get them two mixed up, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know what either of them look like. But I can't remember.
It's just basically it's kind of almost the same narrative where you had a first overall quarterback, just signed a huge deal, going
lost
down with an injury.
Lost Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost a Super Bowl.
Bledsoe lost to Brett Favre in 97.
Yeah. And then the quarterback who had a lot of college experience but not necessarily a ton of success kind of comes in.
Wow. Yeah.
Say kind of mirroring that situation. Of course, that dude was just being, you know,
facetious. Yeah.
But it made you think. It made you go, like, interesting. But I think Joe Burrow is way too young. Also, Doug Flutie, when he got benched, he was in the league for, like, 8 years.
Bledsoe. Maybe not eight, but more than Burrow.
He had a lot of question marks around him. He's like, is this guy good? Is he?
It had been 4 years since he was in the Super Bowl, so he'd been around a little longer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's interesting. Yeah. Who did the Bengals beat this week? Someone from the
Colts.
The Colts.
Yeah. We had the AFC South was all up for grabs with Lawrence's injury, and then Lawrence came back, but then it was so funny. The Colts, Jags, and Texans all lost this week, and then the Titans fucking won against Miami.
Yeah.
One wants to win that division.
The AFC playoff picture is so bananas. We could do and should do a whole show talking about just how nuts the playoffs are going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bears are a game out of the 7th seed in the NFC.
That's crazy.
That's what's over there.
And they have 4 really easy games coming up.
Yeah.
And they're playing a little better, I guess.
Enough now where you start to maybe think about if you got that first overall pick, trading out and building around Fields some more.
Yeah. Steelers Colts. Indiana -2.5.
Greg, our Steelers expert, what do you think?
You take Indiana.
I'm thinking Indiana
too. Indianapolis, I mean, it's been rough. But 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting here going like, hey, we suck, but we're about to play the Cards and Patriots. Like, we'll be cruising. We lost both games.
But
knowing Mike Tomlin, then they'll go out and beat Indy. So who fucking knows?
You know what? Let's go. Let's play it crazy. Let's go Steelers.
Plus 2.5.
Steelers +2.5.
All right. So it was what was the other bet for the Saturday parlay?
Vikings Bengals Cincinnati -3.5. We're taking
the favorite
in that.
Josh Dobbs mania is over. Yeah. Nick Mullins the new starter.
And then Steelers +2.5.
Yeah, Steelers +2.5. And then on this one, this is crazy. Detroit is 5-point favorites over the Broncos. Broncos are rolling right now. I'm going to go ahead and take Broncos +5.
I like it.
Because I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but I think they can get close. Yeah.
They could lose by 3, for sure. Kind of low-key big game for both teams.
Yeah.
If the Packers had won last night, I would have started saying, okay, I think they're going to win the NFC North. But the Lions, just they need to get right. Yeah, they look right. Bad.
So that's our Carlay Night Live right there.
Yeah, yeah. And then for some picks, I'm going to skip Saints Giants.
Saints got a win this
week. Saints got a great win this week.
Yeah.
But I'm going to skip this. I don't want to. Well, I guess
you don't want any of that.
Giants have won 3 in a row with the Goodfellow guy.
You see his agent?
If his agent went out for a Scorsese movie, he'd be like, pull it back.
He looks like he's modeling for the Halloween costume. mobster guy.
Let's do a bunch of over-unders here.
All right.
Bears, Browns, over under 37.5. Take the over.
Yeah.
Go up.
All right.
They'll go over that. Bucks, Packers, 41.
Fun.
41. Let me think here. 16.
So if both teams score 21, that's over.
Yeah. Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Oh, shit. When he's cha-cha-cha.
He's cha-cha-cha. He's dancing. He's doing the Victor Cruz.
This is extra lock.
Give me the under on that.
This is a cha-cha-cha.
Give me the under. Wait, no. What was the final score? Let me go back and see what the final score of Atlanta-Tampa Bay was last week.
29-25.
Give me the over.
Over.
Give me the over. Bailey Zappi. What else we got here? Texans-Titans. Damn. That's going to be a fun game.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud didn't show up this week.
He got knocked out of the game.
He's in the concussion protocol. Questionable if he'll play. I need him in the Sharks League.
Yeah. Over under 37, though? Let's go over.
Yeah, I'll take over.
Let's go over 37.
Is that all 3 overs so far?
Yeah. And then Chiefs.
Well, but you went under for the bonus Thursday pick, all right?
Chiefs, Patriots. Chiefs going to want to win this week.
They're going to win.
The line on that game is -9.5.
Oof.
Take it.
Chiefs
-9.5. And then Falcons, Panthers. Let's go. Let's take that game. Panthers are bad. Falcons, fuck them. Over under 35.5. Let's go over.
All right.
Okay.
There you have it. 4 overs in the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Those are our Sunday picks. Yeah. That's your Carl's Lock.
That's the Carl's Lock.
Oh my God. Please.
I have a family. I have a family.
Sayonara.
He's going crazy.
I don't speak Japanese. What does that mean?
All right. Well, folks, football is back, baby.
Week 15, it's finally back.
It's finally back.
Good luck to you guys. If your fantasy playoffs are starting and you're one of the lucky ones to make it, if you didn't and you're a loser like me.
Like me.
We'll make you this promise now.
Shame on you.
If you win your league, we promise to read your email off the air.
Yes.
I was allergic to even offering that to you guys. And I sneezed.
We'll see you next week right here on Foosballs.
Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.